overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Good to have you back with us. Jeffrey with a G, Line 1, my co-host for the last 17.3 years. How was your weekend?
Johnny Scott, what's going on, buddy? It was a really nice weekend, actually.
What'd you do?
Well, you know, in the seafood business, I work on Saturdays for half the day.
Something's fishy.
Exactly. And then actually took some time and hung out in the backyard by the pool for a little bit. It was absolutely gorgeous. And then went out to dinner in Chinatown to a wonderful sort of a French fusion restaurant called Partage.
What does that mean?
It means sharing in French.
Oh, thanks.
So it's all about sharing, like French tapas style.
Oh,
it's, and it was very, very good.
Also joining us, President, CEO, and the Smith Center for Performing Arts and baseball fan, Mr. Myron Martin.
That's me.
How was your weekend? Did you have shows?
We had a lot of shows. Yeah. We had this National Geographic thing, and we had I can't even think of all the shows.
Well, actually, I saw you on Friday. Was it Friday?
Yes. What show was that?
It wasn't a show. It was the tribute, the celebration of life for Robin Leach.
Oh, that's right, Robin Leach. That was this week. Yeah, there were so many things at the Smith Center. The great astrophysicist was in town.
What's
sold
his name?
Out.
What's his name?
Yes.
That. Three names. Tyson, Tyler, Banks. That's nice.
Yes. Neil Tyson Degrassi?
Yeah, him.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Also joining a sports analyst, Amal Shah.
How are you?
The Shah, the Sultan of sports. What'd you do over the weekend?
I was celebrating like my Ohio State Buckeyes come-from-behind win against Penn State, and then I was watching your Chicago Bears take it to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so it was a good weekend. And loving the weather right now here in Vegas. I always tell people, you know, you should come here in July and August. Leave it to the rest of us locals for September, October, and November.
Exactly.
Mitch Trubisky, the great white hope.
From my high school, by the way.
He is?
Great, yeah, Mitchell Trubisky, Mentor, Ohio.
Great white
baby.
Hope. Another Jewish quarterback.
Listen, very, very impressive performance by the Bears yesterday. I mean, what do you have, 5 touchdowns in the first half?
Yeah, I think you or I could throw 2 against the Buccaneers defense.
And I was going to say, I mean, let's be honest, the Buccaneers have been playing so above their level of play. Everyone's all over Fitzpatrick. Clearly, he's not going to be starting again.
Right.
But I got to tell you, Jameis didn't look so good either when Mac knocked his head off and stripped the ball. Tampa Bay's a fun team to watch. They can air it out. They do have some weapons, obviously, Mike Evans and a couple running backs and some receivers, but that Bears defense with Mac is scary.
It's 48-10.
I'm going to tell you it's fun, but let me tell you what's even more fun today. I had picked the Milwaukee Brewers before the season started to win the division. To watch them beat the Cubs
in Chicago
with I have a million Chicago friends in town that are Cubs fans. It was great to see them wallow in misery this afternoon.
I'm curious, what was that at the beginning of the year?
I got +350.
Nice play, especially when you go to a tiebreaker. Game 163.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Cubs lost this afternoon to Milwaukee.
I don't know if we've ever seen it before. Have we ever had 2 tiebreakers divisions?
No, it was amazing. This
so
was a great
we had 2 game 163s today, one going on right now in Los Angeles. The Rockies are at L.A., and there's no score going into the fourth. But, man, Amal and I were just talking about it. This Milwaukee team is fun to watch. You know, picking up Christian Yelich from Miami in the offseason, we were just discussing he was a home run and an RBI shy of the Triple Crown this season. He did win the batting title. You have Ryan Braun, who's been there forever, and he's just starting to get into his sort of form. Moustakas from Kansas City, they picked up. The second baseman, Jonathan Scope from Baltimore, they picked up. I mean, these are professional hitters. These are guys that are not going to choke in the postseason.
They've got a very good team. Myron, so you said you're a baseball fan. Do you follow one particular team? Based on that laugh, I'm thinking you follow the Baltimore Orioles.
I'm going with the Dodgers.
No. I grew up in Houston. I follow the Astros.
Oh, good team. Very good team.
But later in life, in college, just after college, Jonathan knows this, I actually played for two teams. I played one season for the Texas Rangers and two seasons for the Atlanta Braves. So I root for both of those teams. Go ahead and ask me what I played.
Did you play, Myron?
I played the organ. But anyway, I did play for both teams. I'm a big baseball fan.
Yeah, I ran into Myron on, I think it was Friday. I don't know, I still don't remember if it was Friday or Saturday. He showed me his cufflinks. I said, you're still a baseball fan? He showed me his cufflinks. He had, like, baseballs on his cufflinks.
Yeah, my cufflinks were made out of a baseball played in a real game at Texas Rangers Stadium.
So were you at the old ballpark in Arlington or the new one?
I was at the old stadium.
I was going to ask you because I did the Rangers postgame show for several years there when they moved to the new ballpark. And so when you mentioned that, okay. But by the way, I like your line about playing the organ there. That was good.
Hey, it's my punchline in life, but it proves that I'm a baseball fan. Because who would go do that 82 times a year unless, you know, you really liked it?
That's an extremely valid point. Because let me tell you, Jonathan, when I was covering the Rangers for 162 games, every day I went to work and then on the way home I contemplated suicide. it was brutal.
But then they played pretty well after
that.
Yeah,
I must be the jinx because they started playing well after I stopped covering them.
My closest was selling souvenirs outside of Wrigley Field and going to 25 games in a season.
Were those legal souvenirs or those?
Okay. Yeah. I was 10 years old. Yeah, right in front of the fire station on Waveland Avenue. And if the Cubs won, which was not too often, you know, I'd make $75 to $100 at 10 years old.
That's good money back then. Yeah.
Yeah, and go then let all the kids go and watch the game. And if the Cubs lost, then you make nothing. But you got to meet everybody. And you know, it's funny, you know, when you're a kid, these people are your heroes, and then, you know, you meet them later in life. And
Listen, when I was in college playing for the Rangers, my deal was they paid me, but I could bring three guests every game, and I had my own box where the organ was, and it was connected to the press box where everyone had dinner, right?
Yep.
And so one time, three of my fraternity brothers and I are sitting at a table of eight maybe, and we were the only four people there, and in walks Joe Garagiola.
Oh, really?
Sits down and has dinner with us. My guys thought I was a rock star, right? Because I introduced him to Joe Garagiola.
Yeah. Well, so, I got to meet Ernie Banks, and Ernie was like, let's play two, and he was like, Mr. Cub. And he was so cool and so nice. I mean, he would call me just out of the blue and say, I'm just going to say hi. How are you doing?
So, Myron, did you go to school on the hilltop at SMU or at TCU?
Neither. I went to the University of North Texas in
Denton. Yes.
Yep. The mean music green school. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Home of Mean Joe Green.
Now, I found an old black and white picture of you that I posted. And who was that with?
Joan Rivers.
It was Joan Rivers.
Oh,
yeah.
In Chicago, in your town.
Was it in Chicago?
That picture with Joan Rivers. Yeah. Chicago, I remember going to Cubs games, you know, having grown up watching other teams. And Cubs games are different, man, because it doesn't matter where you sit, right?
Yeah.
And they have this thing in Chicago I never learned before living there, and it's called the BPI. And in Chicago, they count your beers per inning. They actually monitor this stuff.
It's the best bar in Chicago. It's Wrigley Field.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's just so much fun, tailgating and parties after, and the bleachers. I remember when they put the lights in, you know, the town didn't even want lights. They didn't want night baseball in Chicago. They were against it for years. But Cubs fans are a breed apart. You know, Adrian Zemed was texting me in the car on the way over. He's like, oh, the Cubs can still go to the World Series. So why don't you explain, Jeffrey, with a G.
Adrian should be worried about them making the playoffs, not the World Series.
No, well, he's a Cubs fan. You know,
I understand.
It's like eternal hope.
I get that, but you have to get by tomorrow, and you're going to face the loser of this game.
Well, the good news for the Cubs, it's going to be a home game. So you're going to have back-to-back home games. Good additional revenue for the ownership group, the Ricketts. I don't think they need any more money, but they're okay. You know, nobody's ever going to turn down additional funds.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. A, who's going to pitch for the Cubbies, right? Because you also have to set up your rotation if you do make the postseason. And B, where is that offense? They are terrible right now.
See, the thing in baseball, though, is it's the hottest team at this time of the year. It doesn't matter how good you are from a talent standpoint. Milwaukee right now, coming into this matchup today, has been hotter than anybody.
As is Colorado.
Absolutely. And that's why both of these teams have a great opportunity to be able to win these games. Go ahead.
Is Euchre still announcing the games?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. He was at the celebration when they won. They clinched the playoffs. He's unbelievable. I think he's about 84 now. It's great. I mean, it's just energy, enthusiasm. I love Bob Uecker.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
So, Myron, let's go back to Joan Rivers. How were you just, was it a one-off? Or?
Yeah. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in Chicago asked me to produce an event for them. It was a bachelor and bachelorette auction, and I got Joan Rivers to fly in to be the auctioneer. So we had a great time at the Palmer House, one of the great Chicago hotels. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But what about the rest of your early career?
Well, my early career. Yeah. So I was a kid in the neighborhood who would, go door to door selling stuff. I'd have a lemonade stand or a Kool-Aid stand. You know, I was at 12 years old. I was the youngest Amway distributor.
Did you get a pink Cadillac?
Ding dong, ding dong. 12 years old?
Yeah, I know. It was child labor, but hey, I made money.
I have a question. Did you have a license for that lemonade stand? Thank God your stand wasn't in the Bay Area.
You're right. Although a lot of things in the Bay Area you don't need a license for, come to think of it.
Where men are men and sheep are scared.
Oh.
So you started as a piano player, obviously, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the kid who was the entrepreneur, the businessman, became a musician, and later in life put both of his educations together, a music degree and a business degree, and now I get to be in the business of music. So
I was getting ready to say, that's really cool because you have a natural passion for music. You know, I mean, a lot of people, they get into certain industries because it leads them one way, but they may not be passionate about it. But to be able to encompass both is really, really neat, I bet.
Well, it is. And it's people like Giada Valenti who are here today, and you're going to be talking with her.
Yeah.
She's a great singer. And the fact that, you know, I have history as a musician and a singer helps when we have conversations. So, yeah, I love that part about my job.
Yeah, and also Michelle is here from the Las Vegas
Philharmonic.
With a presentation of full orchestra with the movie Psycho from 1960.
Wow. Who's ever seen that before, right?
Did you watch the new one? Did you see the new
version? The new Psycho?
Oh, yeah, with Vince Vaughn?
No. No, I was. Although I was married to not the new Psycho, but I was married to a Psycho. But that was a completely different.
Well, who was it? Okay, come on. Everybody should go through a divorce at least once. at least one. Bump, 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 bump. Where's that music, Bobby? The Psycho music.
He just played it.
Oh, I'm deaf. I don't know. All right. So the winner of tomorrow's games.
No.
The winner of today's play tomorrow.
So here's what we have here.
Run it down.
We have two game 100. A regular major league baseball season is 162. At the end of all 162 games in the NL West, the Dodgers and the Rockies were exactly tied, I think, at 91 and 68. That doesn't add to 162.
Not a math major, are we?
Nah.
91 and 70.
I like music like mine.
71, 91 and 71.
Something like that.
You guys are both good with
20
that.
Games above 500. And in the Central with the Cubs and the Brewers, they were 95 and 67.
Correct.
Yes. Math came through.
All right, so
what happens is you now have to play a one-game playoff. How do they decide home field?
Based on head-to-head record.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Cubbies were 11-7 against the Brewers this year.
It sounds about right. I think that's correct.
Or maybe it's in this series. But so the team with the better head-to-head record hosts that one-game playoff in Chicago. The Cubbies lost today 3-1. Milwaukee now wins the division. Cubbies are now eligible for the wild card. Here and today, whoever wins this game will win the West. Loser is going to play the Cubs in Chicago. The loser of that game goes home. The winner of that game stays in the postseason.
Okay, what about the American League?
American League is all wrapped up. I mean, we're going to start that on Wednesday night where the Yankees and Oakland are going to be playing in the Bronx to decide who's going to win the wild card. Red Sox win the AL East with the best record in baseball and best record in franchise history with 108 wins. Cleveland wins the Central and
Houston.
Yes, the Astros. The defending champs.
Myron's like, you forgot the defending World Series champions?
I'd like to forget about them, believe me. Yeah, Astros are going to, they won the West pretty easily, and they're going to represent the West as well. So we have a lot of really great baseball ahead of us.
Myron, you have to understand there's a lot of Dodger fans out here besides Cub fans. They've tried to block out 2017.
Yeah, I understand. It's too many Dodger dogs, I think, is the problem.
That's how I gauge the stadium. Who has the best hot dogs?
I've had
the Dodger dogs.
How do they then seed the wild card plays the one seed?
So the Red Sox will host the Oakland and the Yankees winner.
So we could have Red Sox Yankees in the first round?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What are you worried about? Your season will be over. No problem. You can go enjoy football. Yankees are done. Don't worry about it, my friend.
Really?
We're going to take our first
Oakland's
commercial
gonna
break.
Oakland's going to beat them?
take our first commercial break and come back and talk about football a little bit. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Casaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Casaro Plumbing and A.A. Casaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Casaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacasaroplumbing.com today.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a box troll.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy.
I slept on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
And Jonathan Scott back at Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. A little Jefferson Airplane, a little tribute, a little homage to Marty Balin. Passed away over the weekend, one of the original founders of the Jefferson Airplane. I didn't know he had animosity against Gray Slick, but evidently that's what I read in some of the stuff. You talked about the Bay Area earlier, Myron. Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, one of the great bands of all time.
Right there with the Grateful Dead and everything that was happening in Haight-Ashbury. So it had to be just an amazing time. Over the weekend, I was at a friend's house, Kim McKellar, Jimmy McKellar, Jeffrey knows who they are. And he grew up around that same time with the Magic Bus and Ken Kesey and all that crazy stuff that happened in San Francisco. You know, wild, Janis Joplin.
Imagine kind of being around all of that. You know, you talk to people who went to Woodstock. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was too young for Woodstock, but I was in Chicago in 1968 for the Democratic Convention. I did interview Abbie Hoffman. Yeah, I did do security for, what was it, Angela Davis. Yeah, so Chicago was a jumping place in 1968 and 69. But anyway, Jefferson Airplane was way cool. And then it became the Starship, and I guess we're still playing, and Grace Slick is, like, I don't know, 75 or 76. Now she's retired. But great music. If you've never heard the Jefferson Airplane, roll a fatty and listen to the Jefferson Airplane. Okay, so let's wrap up on baseball.
Say roll a fatty?
I did. I said roll a fatty.
My
I know.
God.
It's legal
here. What
have
you gotten me into?
It's legal here in Nevada.
Unbelievable. It's been fun working with everyone.
Roll a fatty and go to hear the LV Philharmonic doing Psycho. And Jonathan,
you know, we used to do our show on in another studio, and we were talking about marijuana one day, and you got reprimanded after the show.
I got a memo not to talk about everybody, every announcer on the air.
Where was this?
CBS. I think it was CBS. Was it CBS?
I don't know. It was another studio somewhere.
I've been doing this for 40 years now.
I was asking him what city, but
here.
It was here. It was here.
It was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and we were doing the show in a little studio somewhere, right, in Henderson, actually, and we were talking about marijuana because it was in the process of becoming legal here.
Right.
And you got a call after the show, and they're like, can't talk about that.
I got a memo, yeah.
You couldn't talk about that, and you couldn't talk about... Am I allowed to say this on the air?
Yeah.
No? Male organs, no?
Yeah, well, I got in trouble.
No, I played the organ for the Texas Rangers. So you can say that.
And you are a male.
It was an E-Entertainment press release,
great story,
and I thought it
yeah.
was funny.
It was hilarious.
I'm always looking for funny, like, ha-ha, Clinton Dick is my favorite NFL player now. Amal, really?
What was parents Dicks, thinking?
Dicks.
Haha, Clinton Dicks. Excuse me. That's even funnier.
That's D-I-X, by the way.
D-I-X. And I was reading this E-Entertainment press release about the Wu-Tang Clan.
A guy named Andre Johnson from Wu-Tang who tried to...
Well, first I had to learn who the Wu-Tang Clan was.
Oh, man.
I didn't know who Wu-Tang Clan
Come
is, Myron.
On.
You do. You know Wu-Tang Clan.
You're not down
Clan.
With Method Man?
No. The closest I get is Al B. Sure.
Who you saw over the weekend. I saw you together.
Yeah, Al and I, he's my big brother. So I was reading the press release, Wu-Tang Clan, the guy's name was Andre Johnson, and the press release read that in the wee hours of the morning, Andre Johnson attempted suicide by cutting off his penis and jumping off a second-story building in Beverly Hills. I thought it was funny because his name was Johnson.
I said Johnson's Johnson.
He tried to cut, and he failed at both. And then I also said in the press release, it said that he was also a rapper with his alias, and his alias was Christ Killer. So I found the whole thing to be funny, and I got called into a meeting right after
sure
the
wasn't
show.
Ghost Killer?
I said, what were you thinking?
By the way, I think that meeting's going to be coming for you in about 35 minutes.
I said, what were you thinking? You said penis on the air. I said, well, what would you rather that I say? And there's only a couple times I've gotten in trouble that
you got reprimanded for marijuana and penises.
Yeah, well,
in the same
and then on
half
ABC,
hour.
ABC. I don't know if you know my friend Penny Wiggins. Penny, she does a Judy Garland impression, and we had Liza Minnelli was at the Hilton, and I was working with the Hilton, and we were promoting Liza Minnelli, and so I thought it'd be funny to have Penny Wiggins come on as a drunk Judy Garland. So we were on the Morning Blend, and she came crawling on the set at 9 a.m. with a drink in her hand, and I can't even say what she said because it can't say it, but it was. Gosh darn it, but the other way of saying that.
Yeah.
Where's my vodka? Somewhere over the rainbow. And she's crawling on the set 9 a.m. They call me into a meeting right after the show. So what were you thinking there? I said, I thought it'd be funny. And she says, well, we didn't think it was funny. And they said, well, she said, gee, damn it. And I said, well, they say that on Desperate Housewives. And I said, yes, but not at 9 a.m. And so they banned her from the show for the rest of her life.
Wow, that was a blessing for her.
Yes, it was.
For somebody.
I think it was. I think it was. So we killed baseball. We've got enough baseball?
Yeah, but I'm sitting here thinking of your town, Chicago, again. When I lived there 20 years ago.
Where did you live?
I lived in the Loop.
Lincoln Hole, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a guy running for public office whose last name was P-H-E-L-A-N.
Dick Phelan.
Dick Phelan.
And he took a lot of you-know-what for having the name Dick Phelan.
Well, who's going to vote for Dick Phelan, right? I mean, and so
his
he lost.
His sponsor should have been Viagra.
It's a true story.
Oh, yeah, Dick Phelan. Yeah, I don't know what happened. But Chicago politics are the best in the world, really.
Oh, yeah.
And now Bill Daley is running for mayor. Bill yeah. Daley was part of, I think, the Clinton. He was chief of staff, I believe, for the Clinton administration. He's Mayor Daley's other son, William Daley. So Rahm Emanuel is not very well liked in Chicago. There's no secret there, and I've got friends that are working on the campaign.
But that's
politics.
Not football. That's not your.
No.
That's not football. You said we were going to talk about football.
I know, but Sisolak actually announced his candidacy on our show.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Remember?
Did he talk about football?
He did.
Okay, let's talk about football.
All right. Well, tonight we've got the Chiefs, and I guess the line has moved to from -5.5 to -3.5, and the over and under, which, again, the explanation is the total amount of points at the end of the game, is now 53.5.
Total points scored by both teams.
By both teams.
Right.
So
is it 50 what?
A mile?
53.5 right now.
Was 53 and a half.
No, I thought 55.
It came down.
Chiefs are hot, right?
Chiefs are hot.
They're very hot.
Yeah, they've been scoring a ton of points, but the question is, Denver's got a pretty decent defense. Will Denver's offense be able to keep pace in this one?
Well, not only that, here's what I look at it. You have a division rivalry here.
Sure.
Denver is, I don't know, 1-2, 0-3. They're not very good this year. However, they won the first two games, didn't they?
Got a lot of Bronco fans in town.
Yeah, I'm sure. But here's the problem, and here's what people don't take into consideration. When opposing teams come into Mile High, especially early in the season, when they haven't had a chance to get into their full conditioning,
right.
Sometimes that altitude will have an effect on them in the second half. Fatigue, oxygen, etc. I'm interested to see how the rookie Mahomes does in the second half with Von Miller breathing down his neck and not having the ability to get his air.
I think Myron, what do you think? Chiefs or Broncos?
Oh.
This is radio.
Okay, good, good. Then I'll take the chefs.
I'll take the chefs.
The chefs.
For 200, Alex.
I bought the half point down to 3.
You know, I agree with Jeffrey's point in terms of the altitude playing a factor, but this Kansas City team has been stellar in terms of getting out of the blocks quickly. They did it against Pittsburgh. They did it against the 49ers. They scored, I think, 35 in the first half against the Niners at home. So that'll be critical for them to be able to have success in Denver, which is always a challenge. Playing at a mile high.
But you make a good point. He has not seen a defense like this. So I think what Denver has to prevent is that slow start that you've brought up.
Yeah.
If they can get to him early and smash him, oh, wow, look at this bomb.
2-0 Dodgers.
Cow. Wow.
Track wall.
Is that Bellinger?
Out. Yeah, that was Bellinger.
You can't mistake that swing. It's so beautiful. Wow.
2-0 Dodgers, bottom of the fourth, two outs. There was I didn't see if it was the first pitch or the second pitch of the at-bat.
Cody go boom. Wow, is that a beautiful swing.
Huge pitch. Dodgers are up 2-0.
95-mile-an-hour heater.
Oh, yeah, he crushed it. He got all of that.
I'd love to see the Cubs and Dodgers again.
Ooh.
We're going to have Cubs and Rockies if this score holds.
If it stays the same, yeah.
Walker Buehler is not giving a hit through four innings.
He's got a no-hitter. And up until then, the Rockies pitcher was throwing a one-hitter.
Yeah, they both have been pitching extremely well.
Wow. That was a beautiful thing to see.
I tell you, you talk about the NFL, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you, this is a team that many people may have thought they were going to go to the postseason and have a deep run, potential Super Bowl. This team is in serious trouble. But I said before the season started, they lost their best defensive player, Ryan Shazier, who, if you recall last year, got injured very severely against Cincinnati.
Thank God he's walking again.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like he may not be able to walk. And fortunately, he's been able to start making somewhat of a recovery to where he's capable of walking by himself. But the reality is New England got a good win yesterday against Miami. They play on Thursday night against the Colts. We talked about the Steelers being in trouble. Baltimore off to a good start, 3-1. The Atlanta Falcons in trouble. They've had four games already, 3 at home. They're 1-3 thus far. Mm-hmm. Saints now 3-1.
They've had a tough schedule, Atlanta, but I do not like what I see on the field. And Matt Ryan is just not that guy.
By the way, the L.A. Rams playing outstanding football. They're 4-0.
I want to know what happened in the locker room that the Steelers just fell apart, because at the end of the first half, they came back and they tied the game.
Yeah. You know, they were fortunate that the Ravens fumbled the ball at the 1-yard line, because it should have been 21-3.
It
could have been curtains there. But give Pittsburgh credit for being resilient. They came back in the game.
Yeah, but here's a team that's going through a lot of turmoil. This is not a cohesive team right now. Yeah. There's a lot of tension between Antonio Brown and the rest of his teammates. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell is still sitting out. You're missing the top three running backs in the league. I don't know. And Tomlin doesn't seem to have the same control over the team to bring them together the way they used to be. And Ben Roethlisberger's on his way out the door to retirement. So
I think this could be his last
year. This is done.
Colts-Patriots, Thursday night game. You know, we've been talking about Thursday nights for years on how people aren't watching Thursday nights. Thursday nights haven't caught on, but here's a reasonably good game.
I think the NFL made a concerted effort this year to make a much better Thursday night schedule, and so far they've done so. Listen, I can't take the Patriots giving double digits to anyone right now, even at home. I don't like the way this team is playing. Gronk went out with an ankle injury on Sunday. I think he's okay. He may not play Thursday. We finally saw Josh Gordon on the field make a few catches. That was nice. I love this kid, Philip Dorsett, that Brady's been going to as well. Finally got James White into the thick of things, and using him out of the backfield as a receiver paid big dividends. I still think the Patriots are a project that needs a lot of work, and by week 8, Belichick will have this team going. But right now, I'm not giving Andrew Luck 10 points.
Myron, Patriots, minus 10.5 against the Colts. Who you like?
Well, I mean, don't you kind of... I mean, look, if it's not 10.5,
yeah,
then you have to take the Colts.
I agree.
Right?
I like the Colts at 10.5.
Yeah, okay. What he said.
I'm out.
You know, this is not a game I would get involved with from a betting standpoint. I just look at the number, and I think it's probably right around where it should be. This is one I'll take a pass on.
Did you take the Bills when it was plus 16?
I took them at plus 17.
Wow.
No money line, though, right?
No money line.
Because we were talking, we both stayed off of it.
And then they go to Green Bay yesterday and lay a goose
flat
egg.
Nothing.
Like, I don't get it.
Well, listen, you know, in sports, there's an overreaction based on one performance being a team is being better than they are. And then when there's a bad performance, there's an overreaction to the negative that they're worse than they really are. And I think that's what happened with Buffalo.
Well, we always say in sports, right, no team is as bad as their worst defeat or as good as their best win.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. Join us after the show over at Amore Taste of Chicago for pizza and podcast. We're going to be live over there as well. Stick around, more football, Jada Valenti, and we're going to talk about Psycho and the Las Vegas Philharmonic. Stay right where you are.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Oh, salvo su di regalarti un fiore, un girasole e un aquilone con scritto I love you, farti una sorpresa stasera e poi baciarti.
John and Scott back on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. That's our next guest, Jada Valente, singer, songwriter, working on bringing more romantic music to the world. Jada's music can be found at iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Reverb Nation, CD Baby, and more places.
Yes.
You actually wrote in more places?
I know
one of those places.
Which places? The Smith Center.
The Smith
this coming
Center.
Thursday.
Yes,
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 baby.
Yes, that's where you go.
In Vegas, that's where
Thursday
I'm.
Thursday night, right?
Yes. Yeah, 8 p.m., yes.
8 p.m.
8 p.m., yes. You're coming. I know you're going to be there. I hope everybody's coming. We still don't have we have only a few seats available still. Myron. I'm asking Myron because he's
The boss.
He's the boss,
no,
yeah.
There are a few seats available. We hope people will come.
Yep.
This is her return visit to Myron's Cabaret Jazz because she did so great the first time. You know, Jada and I met when we co-hosted a PBS pledge drive at Vegas PBS, and I saw this beautiful, beautiful film of her performing in Italy, and I thought, you need to do that in Las Vegas, right? And she did, and people
and
loved her.
And I did
her.
It. Now,
I have friends, my friends, the Marinos, Don Marino and Kate, just came back from Italy.
Which place in Italy did they
visit?
Well,
that's what I was going to ask you. You know, they took the river cruise, and they were in Positano, and they were...
Oh, beautiful, the south of Italy,
and
yes.
they loved it, and... Yeah. I want to go. It's like a goal of mine to go to Italy. But they did all the touristy things, and I'd rather go into the little small towns, I think.
It's funny that you say that. Next year, I do a little tour with fans from America, and I take them to the place I love as an Italian, the northern Italy. We're going to do Venice and the Lagoon. Yeah, because I agree with you. People
Roma?
Do this tour. Roma is my father's city. Now, next year, we do only the northern of Italy. We do Veneto and Venice and the Lagoon and Verona and Vicenza. I'm going to take you to the Lake of Garda, which is a spectacular place. I just went to see the place. So, yeah, maybe, Jonathan, you can join me.
I would love to.
I promise you, you're not going to see the touristic thing. You're going to see the things that we Italian love about our own country.
That's what I want to meet the people and have
the people, the whole meals, the food.
The wine.
Yes, I'm going to sing in a winery. I'm going to do a little concert in a winery. We're going to drink wine. We're going to get drunk. You are going to get drunk. I don't drink, so. Jonathan is drunk, it's a lot of fun.
Have you found any great Italian restaurants that you like here in Vegas?
Actually, in Venice, in Vegas, yes, there is one. It's called Trattoria Italia. It's in Henderson. I became friends with the people. They are Sicilian, really from Sicilian. They came here only 3 or 4 years ago, and it's fantastic. It's like a home family little restaurant.
Never heard of it. Trattoria?
Yeah, it's called Trattoria Italia in Henderson, if I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
But you have a lot. I must say that they say that Las Vegas is the capital of the entertainment capital of the world.
Right.
For me, you guys have amazing restaurants.
We do. You can find all kinds of great.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And food is one of my other passions besides I cook often on TV because I love. Yeah, I love to eat good food and I love to cook. And you in Las Vegas guys have some amazing places.
We do have some amazing places.
Yes, you do. You do.
What's your favorite Italian restaurant?
Oh, Olive Garden.
Where you're treated like family.
Did you hear the silence
out together?
After that?
Yes.
President and CEO of the Smith Center for Performing Arts, Myron Martin, loves the Olive Garden.
Well, I need to spend more time with my...
Are they a sponsor? Is that it?
I love them all. I love them all. We have lots of great friends in the restaurant business in Las Vegas.
And we saw so many chefs at the tribute to
Robin.
Oh, yeah, they were all there. He knew them all. I used to see Robin out all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
He used to go to see Gino at Nove all the time. And he loved it there.
Yeah. So talk about the PBS special a little bit.
I'm playing it again. The PBS special that I have currently running on PBS is called From Venice with Love. I'm from Venice, Italy. And basically, I sing songs, romantic songs of the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and some recent one and some original that I write myself. And it's one of the most romantic shows you can go. You've been to one of my shows. I'm always say, before the show, I always advise people to make sure that they sit next to the person they want to go home with. Because it happens, really. I've received so many letters from concerts that I've been doing around the country. The people during the concert, they looked to each other, they fell in love, and they decided to get engaged or married. Actually, once I almost ruined a chance of a couple to get married because they were expecting me. They've been 2 times to my concert, and the lady really loved my version of La Vie en Rose of Edith Piaf because I sing in many languages. So,
I was going to say, that's French, isn't it?
Yes, it's French. La Vie en Rose, yes, life is beautiful. And the boyfriend was expecting the moment towards the end of the show for La Vie en Rose, so he was able to take out the ring and ask her, would you marry me? And that night, I decided to take out Lavigne Rose because, I don't know, it was the second time I was coming back to the same location. And he wrote me an email a couple of days later. He said, you almost ruined my opportunity to get married. He said, but then you get into 1,000 years of Christina Perry. She turned to me and she said, oh, I do love this song too. So he took out the ring and he asked her to get married. And they're married now. And they actually are expecting twins girls. So
that's the message.
Yes, I'm still in touch with a lot
of them.
That's
pretty cool.
I love when they write to me. I'm always say that one of the most beautiful joy of being an artist, I'm sure you agree, Myron, loving music, is that you really entertain people. You give them emotion that they can take with them when they go back home. So they write. I always say, write me letters. Let me know what you think about it. Even if you don't like something, just let me know. I can improve it. And I became friends with a lot of them. Some of my best friends are my fans.
That's amazing.
We've had a couple other friends in common. Our friend Joe Mantegna.
Joe Mantegna, yes, a dear friend of mine. Yes, yes.
Criminal Minds on CBS.
Not a Chicago guy. Yeah, I love Joe because Joe has been one of the guys that helped me when I needed to come to this country and I needed recommendation letters for getting my O-1 visa. And I asked Joe, and Joe wrote an impressive letter that I think impressed everybody. He's a dear friend. He's a great actor. He's an amazing, amazing member, you know. And he's from Chicago, like you.
Oh, yeah, he's one of your very close friends.
I love Joe.
Now, I think you have, but have you been to the Composer Showcase?
I've been as a guest in the audience, but I'm planning, I don't know if I may say, I'm planning to move to Vegas December 1st. And when I'm going to be a resident of Las Vegas, I would love to go. And because I love to write music. I love to sing all those greatest hits, but I really love to write songs. You play Libera when you introduce me. And there's a song that I wrote myself when I was in Europe. And that song changed my life. It was the song that made possible for me to come to New York City 15 years ago and start my career as well. Got the interest of Clive Davis was that music, the original music. So I mix and match the songs that I love, the songs of the ABBA, the Carpenters,
ABBA,
the Bee Gees, Jim Croce, we mentioned before Jim Croce, all the stuff, and some Giada Valenti songs. Why not?
Thursday night,
8 p.m. I hope everybody can make it to Smith Center, which is, by the way, when I came here, I think somebody, when we were at the PBS thing, somebody told me that, because I had never seen at the time the Smith Center, they told me there was the Carnegie Hall of Las Vegas.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And it's funny because this week I'm doing the Smith Center and next week I'm doing Carnegie Hall in New York.
Whoa.
So I'm going to do the Carnegie Hall of Vegas and then the Carnegie Hall of New York City. How
you know
about
how to get
that?
To Carnegie Hall?
Practice, and I did it.
Right. Practice.
I think she practiced a lot.
I'm practicing, right. Still practicing.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and listen to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. I'm trying to wake up on a Monday afternoon, and we've got just a guest to scare the you-know-what out of you. Michelle Madol, did I say it right?
You did.
The spokesperson for the Las Vegas Philharmonic, celebrating its 20th year.
That's wow. Right. That's
so
right.
We've got a Center for the Cultural Arts, we've got a Philharmonic, and people say there's nothing but neon in Las Vegas. So you've got a presentation of Psycho, the original 1960 movie, with the full Philharmonic. What's the story? How did this happen?
Well, we have a fabulous conductor, Donato Cabrera, who loves to bring some variety to his programming. And, of course, we do, you know, a great deal of classical music. But Las Vegas being Las Vegas, there's an appetite for a lot of different entertainment here. And there's certainly film enthusiasts who enjoy film and music and all the performing arts. And this is something that's been being done with orchestras around the country. They're performing the live score to the full feature film. And it's sort of a multimedia concert experience. And we thought it'd be fun to bring that to Las Vegas. And we thought October would be an apropos time to
Halloween.
Revisit the cult classic, Hitchcock's Psycho, and do it with a full live orchestra.
Now, where was Hitchcock had to be in the movie somewhere?
He did. He made a cameo early in the film. Yes.
Oh, it's early on.
Yes.
So you've got some trivia about the movie, yeah?
Something I have
about?
Some trivia.
Now,
yeah.
I heard that Hitchcock didn't want to pay for a full orchestra. And is that true?
Yes.
That's why he used the violins in the shower scene?
Well, he didn't want music at all in the shower scene originally, I understand from some of his interviews. He originally didn't want any music composed for that scene. However, Bernard Herrmann, who did the composition, thought otherwise, and he put something together regardless. And then when Hitchcock heard it, he thought, there's no way I could do the film without this piece of music. And if you think about that scene, and I don't know how recently you've seen the movie, but if you think about that scene, by today's standards, it's fairly tame in terms of,
but
the
in
violence.
1960.
it was avant-garde in 1960.
Quite.
But without that music, that scene wouldn't be half as terrifying, as spine-tingling as it is.
So then you brought it to Myron.
Yeah? Well, actually,
no.
Myron, obviously, they give us dates in the Smith Center where we can perform our season of concerts, and then we lay out our schedule, and then our conductor puts together all of the programming that we do.
Yeah, the great thing about their conductor and their team is that they come up with these great ideas. I mean, this isn't one I was going to come up with, Jonathan. This is something they came up with. I think it's brilliant. People like Jonathan are coming to the Las Vegas Philharmonic concert because it's so cool to see Psycho with a live orchestra, right?
I started watching the clip of the shower scene again. I wanted to watch it. I mean, the cinema technique that Hitchcock used is really amazing. The close-up, even the close in her eyeball. I mean, it's really film history, that whole scene. Okay, so you've got some trivia on it?
We've got some trivia, and actually, folks who are interested in coming to the concert should come early. We're going to do a pre-concert conversation with the maestro, as well as Dr. Jonathan Rhodes Lee, who's a film historian and scholar from University of Nevada, Las Vegas. They're going to do about a half an hour pre-concert talk talk about the history of the film, the composition of the music, and they'll have a ton of great trivia that might just prime you to see the film. And you might be seeing it for, you know, for the second, third, or maybe beyond that times, but you're going to see it in a different way, I think.
Okay, so you're showing the movie.
We're showing the full feature film on a large screen. The orchestra will be sitting under it doing the entire score live.
That's a great idea. I was going to go with Tony Curtis. I was going to do some Like It Hot at the Hilton and show the film. And then and Tony was a great artist, and he got sick and he couldn't do it. But we did it. We showed the movie, and it was just great. In concert sound, seeing a film with concert sound it changes your whole appreciation of the movie.
It's a different viewing experience.
What other
sure.
trivia? Any other trivia about Psycho?
Well, I think I covered some of the high points, but I will tell you how to get tickets. It's Saturday night at the Smith Center. Tickets are on sale, lvphil.org, or at the Smith Center box office. And we hope everyone will come out and enjoy a great night of film and live music.
And get scared.
And you might
can dress
get
in
scared.
Costume. Did you say people can dress in costume?
We encourage people to dress as their favorite Hitchcock-inspired character. We're going to have some fun entertainment, some food, some beverage. We're going to have a special, you know, visitor in the lobby for photo opportunities. So it's going to be a great experience. We hope people come out in the right spirit and have a good time.
It's going to be fun.
I think I'm going to come dressed as a flock of birds.
Yeah, that's the easy one. Well, thanks, Michelle. We're going to see you there. We're going to bring Amal back. We're going to do a couple, some three picks on football. Jeffrey with a G, do you got your three picks?
Not yet.
Okay, Amal, you've got yours.
Well, I've got a couple that I like. I like the Redskins on Monday night against the Saints. They're +7 right now. Ooh. Redskins coming off of a bye. Saints still have some issues defensively, and I think Washington with a quarterback like Alex Smith can probably take advantage of that. Be able to keep this game within the number. I don't know if Washington wins the game in the dome.
Skins then, +7?
Yeah, Skins +7.
I don't know if Clint Holmes is going to like that pick.
He'll get over it.
No, he's a Redskins fan.
I said he's not going to like it.
No,
I'm sorry.
He will.
Okay.
He's watching.
Ravens and Browns. I like the Ravens in this one. They're just playing too good right now. The Browns still have some deficiencies. I like Baker Mayfield. I like where the Browns' future is headed. But right now, Baltimore, to me, is the class of the AFC North, and I think they'll prove it once again against
that line
Cleveland.
Is up to 3, by the way.
Is it already? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's minus 3 now?
It is.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, that makes much more sense.
And I don't know about you, but I still like it at 3 as well.
I'm a little bit more hesitant, but then finally, the Packers on the road against Detroit.
Ooh.
Aaron Rodgers always plays well, and as we say that, the Dodgers go up 4-0 thanks to a 2-run homer by Max Muncy.
Oh, I didn't realize he had 34 in the year.
That's all he can do is hit the power.
Packers suck.
I know you being a Bears fan don't like them, but let me tell you something.
Suck.
Detroit, this is the type of game where I can see Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers showing out extremely well. They had a good win against
Buffalo,
22-0. So we'll see if their defense can continue.
Jeffrey, get your three pick?
I'm waiting for Amal's third pick.
That was it?
Okay. Ravens, Packers, and Redskins.
Yep.
Myron?
Okay. I'm the optimist. You know, they're our team now, so you kind of got to go with the Raiders. I don't care. You know, yes.
I don't care.
I know they're +6. I'm still going with them because I'm trying to become an Oakland Raider fan here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
You know, I'm a Texan. Houston is.
You got Cowboys against the Texans.
Yeah. I got to take the Houston Texans. This go around.
Gets an M. What's your third pick?
I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Packers suck. Okay.
I did that one for you, Jonathan.
Jeffrey with a G line one. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to have one of the same picks as Amal. I was on Baltimore, too. This is the division game, and Baker Mayfield has not seen a defense like he's going to face against Baltimore. They're going to ground and pound. It's a division rival. They'll keep it close, but Baltimore should win this game. The other game I like is Minnesota in Philadelphia. I've been fading the Eagles for a few weeks now. Carson Wentz just came back a couple weeks ago. They're still not getting it all together. It was nice to see Alshon Jeffrey back on the field this week. But Minnesota's coming off two really tough losses, that home loss to Buffalo, and then obviously the Thursday night game against the Rams. I think they get it together, put it back on track, and they beat the Eagles.
So you got Ravens,
Minnesota.
Vikings, and who's your third?
Baltimore -3. I'll take Minnesota +3. And I'm going to take Seattle at home against the Rams plus a touchdown. I think they keep it close, and the Rams will win the game, but they don't cover the 7.
I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Myron Martin, President, Chief Executive Officer, and former organ player.
Hey, careful.
John Valente appearing on Thursday. Michelle appearing on Saturday with Psycho and the LV Phil. Congratulations. Amal, thanks for joining us. As always, Jeffrey with the G-Line 1. Thank you, Bobby Machado. Thank you, everybody. Like us and share us. Eat well, party hard. And join us at Amore for some pizza and podcasts.
Daddy doesn't